Mina Khadija Bangura, good morning. Inside this midweek edition of the program Good Morning Salon, the Director for Forestry in the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security don say from December 2015 to May 2016, then collect about 18 billion leones as revenue from different section them. The Chief Imam for Ibadu Rahman Mosque na Tembetong, Sheikh Ali Kale, don call on government for pull the beef where the Saudi Arabia government give to poor people in a Salon, where don begin poil na wataki. And the Chief of Staff na State House, Saidu Kontosi, say go talk about in work where the office they do inside 2016 and implant them where it gets for 2017.
This and plenty others story them, plus the program, plus the reparation program director na NACSA, Obi Buya Kamara, say from 2001 where government set up NACSA, they don't able for register over 37,000 civilian them where the war be and bug bad bad one at the country, plus that they work about safety for you na the program. Members say you they listen to we live on www.3ddemocracy.sl where OCY and AfriCell support. The program na Good Morning Salon and they come to you from 98.1 FM. Well, as soon as I hear from the headline, the Chief of Staff, Saidu Kontosi, say this morning we'll talk about the Office of Chief of Staff, how it done the work, the challenges them and the successes them where it don't make na office stay. Inside the studios, we want for welcome Saidu Kontosi, say for the very first time na Radio Democracy. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Thank
and happy
much.
New Year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year too.
All right, now a pleasure for getting at the studio. We will come to you shortly.
We they continue the program Good Morning Salon. Members say yourself get the opportunity this morning for send you text message to the number 077-981-981. Ask you question, make you comment on any of the issues them way we they talk about inside the program this morning.
The Chief of Staff.
Yeah, well, thank you again for the invitation. As you know, any president go obviously want for see results from the activities then where they take place in the public sector particularly. And more so, some president then can get special areas, special programs then where they can want for deliver. So me your work in the office of the president now for oversee, you know, program implementation. And at the lays with the ministries for able to do that. And they also lays with the development partners for able to do that. Very broadly, now that's what they do.
All right, so let me look at the oversee programs where ministries then they implement and also lays with development partners them. Let me look at how this work done turn like over the years.
Well, a lot of programs then they would oversee. Programs there in the area of road construction, agriculture, private sector. And all of them programs here, so get their own time frames and get their own plans. But many times you get programs there where not to one great ministry they implement them. You they get other ministries there where they also play a part. And that relationship there for make sure that one ministry in your work not disrupt the other ministry in your work. That are one of the things that we would also do for make sure that we actually smoothen their working relationship then they. And with that kind of coordination and facilitation service they provide, you know, that they don't help really for make sure that program implementation also really work very smoothly.
Now, let's look at the different program them under your tenure as Chief of Staff na State House, so you don't directly supervise and we were able to point at, say, na success one.
Well, currently we handle the recovery program. We're in a major program where, you know, they oversee. President specifically set up a delivery team under my office where they oversee. And now we they do, you know, now we provide the facilitation, the coordination, support the planning process, support the monitoring process. But the actual direct implementation of them programs, and they actually, the ministries and the implementing partners with the donors and the fund, that then they, you know, do the actual work with they basically support, you know, planning processes, implementation oversight but make sure that them programs when they go on. And I shall say, you know, many times we staff that did program down Kennedy studio, then don't talk about what they happen, that the various sectors and way, you know, where they run their programs here, the energy sector, water sector, private sector, health, education, a lot of information actually they out as to what they happen. And we don't make really significant success. We been get a first phase of 9 months where I shall say we not know of, an independent evaluation we take place where indicate that we actually been, you know, score good successes. When I will remember the school reopening, that they've been going very well. When I will also notice that, going back, it's starting to use hospitals and health centers, you know, after the Ebola, and they also been going very well. And for the other 15 months, also, we don't get two independent assessments, one a midterm evaluation and the other one an audit, financial audit. All them, when they really produce very good results, then they show say the program they on course. And yesterday, we've been getting a big meeting with the donor partners and the implementing partners for show how much we don't cover, you know, in terms of the 15 months where they do now. And the impression where they all been get is that the program they on course and we they actually did well.
All right. We can't talk properly about the recovery plans then. But before the recovery plans program come up, we don't they supervise other program them. And you for the in charge of government programs for supervise them, now a big role. Now today you get the opportunity for let people listen to some of you programs the way they do. Share your experience with people them, how we don't turn like over the years for let you add that kind of institution there. Also you they supervise government programs.
Well, apart from the work what they do with the MDAs, also really get specific units them under my office where they oversee, like the strategy and policy unit, the performance, you know, performance management and service delivery when in the handle the performance contracts for ministries. We get the public-private partnership unit, we get the SLETI, we now then they look at the, you know, how would they implement the EITI in Sierra Leone. We also get the MCC, you know, the Millennium Challenge Cooperation Unit, and then of course the delivery team. Now all them where they all get their own specific programs within they do, but more specifically, really like the one for the MCC. I shall say we're not aware that we now they do a threshold program, you know, where the American government fund in the tune of $44 million. That way they go on very well. And for SLETI, basically we they try for make sure that the ministries and the government agencies were involved in the extractive industry, that they actually account, you know, for monies and where government they receive. And you know, where the resources the way that they extract within the care out of the country. We they also make sure that we get enough information recorded in that regard. Now, for in my dealings with the ministries, of course, we not do projects as such. Now, basically, coordination, facilitation, we they do for make sure that we provide them the higher level political support. We will make sure that their work go on effectively.
If you listen to the program, you listen to Good Morning Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. Today, we get Saido Konton Sise in the studios, in the Chief of Staff. Now, State House, we talk about the Office of Chief of Staff, the project team, where you don't supervise and how successful they don't be. You just, Mr. Saido, you just begin talk about the different projects and where they supervise, like the EITI, the MCC, the, you know, the performance contracts, and also the ministries, them where they supervise. In all and other one them, in all of the areas there, which one are the most challenging sector where you they supervise?
You know, all of the government setup get in your own culture. And me actually happen for Comot, you know, na the third sector, which I, you know, the culture and that's slightly different from, you know, what they happen at the public sector. And so making sure that, you know, I see myself in between them, then culture, then they for make sure that things then work very well, really na a big challenge. And, you know, dealing with people where everybody getting your own orientation, getting your own way of thinking, get the way we feel seen as so things then for go. And then you can, they, you know, there for make sure that, you know, things then go right. It's not that easy, you know, it can difficult. But I think, say, I don't they do well. Also, much of it really now also about, you know, personality, you know, who you are, you know, what you believe in. Me not the type way, what you not believe in a discussion, dialogue, you know, so wherever challenge then they occur, you know, in terms of providing oversight to them, programs, and they always make sure that I provide time for me to sit down and talk through the issues and they make sure that we progress.
How you able to maneuver between the all the sectors there, so?
Well, as I say, you know, mostly discussion, you know, consultation, listening, you know, another thing, say, are always correct. And fortunately, also, the one they were, they deal with, you know, a lot of them, not they always think, say, they're always correct. So they listen to each other. And, you know, I think they help me a lot.
You be they talk about political support in terms of policy making, and that bring you now to the AITI, where you mentioned just now, and we're under your supervision. If I can take you back, late last year, 2016, stakeholder them being gathered at the Hill Valley Hotel, outside them be put together the 2016 AITI policy. And one party consultant, them one thing we be make clear now that them policy they are go able work fine as alone if only they get the political support. Now you then at the office of the chief of staff and you they supervise program them. How you don't work for ensure say some of them policy they are get the political support so then go able for sustain.
Well, in the first place, I they make sure say me self as a person provide, you know, me time for listen to, you know, the issues and we relate to the EITI program. And that policy they now really, I think, say we don't go far in terms of getting it done. We get difficulty for, you know, get a consultant for take that program day forward. But that they go on now. And once that one day they don't do them, we will get for Kerangona cabinet, endorse them, and, you know, also make sure that we Kerangona parliament for them will become law. But definitely, yes, government very interested in providing the support to the entity, but make sure that, you know, that work they go on well. Because I mean, if you don't go sign, you know, give you commitment to an international body that you will be part of that process, you always, you know, go end up doing well if you cooperate, if you provide the appropriate support. And so the willingness there on the part of, you know, top-level government for make sure that that entity, they really work.
You be also mentioned the performance contracts, them where MDs then be the sign with governments, and where governments be introduced that particular system. Now one way would be see say it work, it be make ministries then be able for brace up and work within the frame the way they can put together, saying that this and this wants for do for this particular year. But we know the performance contract again, we say ministry then can gather, do their assessment, and we as a government can able for outpoint one ministry, say this then can force for this year. What in the happen with the issue of the performance contract?
No, it is gone. It is gone. Only that the noise about it now don't reduce. Because, you know, he always better forget people and for do what they do. They let the results speak for itself rather than, you know, they make a lot of noise about
but
what
that
they
don't they make MDs then be the
well no
the
no team up on no there's still
because
the
competition
team, there's still the team up on their toes. What thing we don't do really now modify the way where we they, you know, rank them. instead of saying this one can first, that they can second, because now different things than they do. That you put apples and pears together and you say this one better pass that one day. You know, now different programs than they run at different sectors. So what we do really now for put them into groups, you know, put them into groups and by sector, and a sectoral approach would they take now. You know, as I've been saying earlier, some ministries and work, you know, they cut across each other. So if you go take one assessor just on your own sector, where you know, say, some other ministry probably be not affected the way we perform, and you ignore that, you know, we think, say, that they not they help the process. So now what we don't do really enough for group them to sectors and assess them as a sector. And, you know, tell them whether they do well or not.
Rather than take this new angle due to complaints on Abidon they get from MDAs?
Well, not to complaints, really. I mean, when they run a system, you get for testing over time and make sure that, you know, you introduce improvement. You know, go continue for they do the same thing over and over. It will become uninteresting.
All right. Saidu Kontonsi, Chief of Staff, na the Office of the President, they talk this morning. But the work of the office say, seeing them what it don't they do, and later on they will talk about the plans them we get for 2017. We continue with the program. Good morning, Salon, when they come to you from 98.1 FM. We continue with the program, and the Director for Reparation Program, NACSA, Obi Boya Kamara, don't say from 2001, where government set up NACSA, they don't able for register over 37,000 civilian them where the war be embargoed. Inside the category there of number of people them waited on the address, three of the five category them make a call on government and their partner them for give more support to NACSA for address the widow and the one them waiting the rape inside war. Inside this interview with Radio Democracy, Elizabeth Ali Blanco, the Director of Reparation, explain more.
We register as well. As I say, now five categories. We don't deal with three. Now the balance to, i.e., war widows and victims of sexual violence. We register about 37,000 victims. The one in Canada. Of course, there are the amputees, then about 1,138. The war wounded, then about 5,000. The sexually violated victims, then about 3,700. Of course, then war widows, now they're the largest constituency there. But we don't attend to three categories them, i.e. the amputees, the one they own bad one them, and also in them orphans them, the one they wouldn't kill them.
And I guess in what way?
We provide support, just like how the TIACs say, you know, educational support, for them picking them, for the amputees them, you know, with consultation or partnership with Norwegian Friends of Sierra Leone, them build housing units for them in all the districts. Them, yeah. We also do emergency care. They want the old bullets in their body. Dr. TB, nine, we consult, nine, they do that. Of course, psychosocial and counseling and support for de-traumatized. You know, you did and say, before you then kill your mama and papa. Yeah, trauma there, yeah, you need for de-traumatize them. And also, of course, the aspect where, you know, they always want a rehabilitation grant. That is for rehabilitate themselves. That is where the address puts things right. So man been deep and woke, a go for go friend water, then cut in hand. And now in able to survive. How do you bring about restitution, rehabilitation? So now then thing and then now we don't do. We don't try for address them. The government really don't try. Then with UN we been get a catalytic fund and also subsequent funding. We don't try for bring redress to them. You know, really some they don't do extremely well and it's very, very impressive for transform their lives them.
Okay, inside the five categories, you only don't deal with three.
Three, left two, yeah.
Okay, the two I only intend for address.
We don't present a caseload to government, and then what we do is we then kill them, man. Them. And now the TX, you know, to we say, you know, TX is saying that for do according to the peace accord with the government design, yeah? So now then two, then now then left, as I speak, with the tribe, I will resume back for go to the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development, will provide money for where we address them. Then they try very, very hard because the president, he gets them people under the heart. And so we've been talked to the chief of staff, Mr. Saidu Konton Sise, for let's be the ministry for see how we can clear their obligations there.
People in King say most of them people they are so like we get disability issues. They can very difficult for deal with. Tell me how if you don't return like for deal with such kind of people like.
It really difficult. A difficult. Imagine they don't cut you and two and they say short sleeve, long sleeve. They don't rape you. They don't give you one band. Definitely not trauma day. And at that night, anybody when you walk in this program, if you're able to empathize, you don't forget one mat. You know, sometimes they can flare up, but when you deal with them people, then they, you can't afford that luxury. You get for take time out of the dorm because you put yourself in them place. But the sweetest part of all, now the fact say, when you go back, after all the help they have, you don't, you see how their life don't transform. You see human how they rape. You see how he don't put that behind back, even they engage in activities for good before. It's such a good feeling. There's some, they're still the big, but you get majority of them, and they apply, and they perform himself. In fact, we they do a documentary, we get for screen, we don't do them already. For let people then see, get a feel, an ocular proof, say, yes, what you were talking about, true, you hear it from their own lips. What in the government to NACSA don't do for give them redress, for put things right. My passion, I understand the basis because I empathize with them. And if you then give work for do, now that you for do. Now that make with the worker, with the lobby, with the big, then say, yes, the team triangle austerity day, but yeah, this is our government's obligation. Let me try, let me done with them last 2 years.
Now that NACSA don't go far on this reparation process, tell me when this reparation will get for end.
NACSA mandate they done 2018. A possible say because NACSA gets lots of programs, you get the SSN, you know, where they deal with vulnerable people who not cover itself all the districts there. Obviously, I mean that's the thing. Then we extend that. But for reparations, NACSA extension, one of the reasons for that, so now 2018. But the time frame, obviously, now be now in the 10 years, now that they extend. And we hope, say, within this period, we go down, complete them 2 days. So this year, hopefully, with the Abu Pangod and the president and the government for letting them provide the money, the budget, so we don't give, so we will address them while we're done with that. Because we just get for Dua. We just get for Dua.
Right, that's now the reparation program director on NACSA, Obi Boya Kamara. They talked to we reporter Elizabeth Blango, but how from 2001 to now, NACSA not able for register over 37,000 civilian them where the war be among bad, bad one. And the we one come inside in talk, he say NACSA in term they done by 2018. And luckily for we get also Saidu Konton Sise, we be don't head NACSA before he be chief of staff. The mandate of NACSA they done inside 2018 as we don't hear from Mr. Boya Kamara. So any plans there for continue the work of or extend the work of NACSA since you be done the work there, and I'm sure they directly supervise there also?
Actually, this not the first time this NACSA mandate they done. I mean, when I go there as commissioner November 2008, the mandate being also done. But what you would do is we put a case, you know, Kerangona cabinet and the Kerango parliament, they adjust them, then get an additional 10 years. I mean, the past have been there 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. Time frame they be get, but this time they be extended to, you know, to that, to 2018. I sure say what thing they will get for need for do now for put a case, you know, for convince government about the continued relevance of the commission, and they on the basis of that, I sure say government go yearly and they give them additional time frame.
All right, so they come back to you shortly. Let me go for this short break. When we come, we will talk about the recovery, the importance of the recovery, and what will happen after 6 months where the recovery in time goes undone also.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. People's Bank.
People's Bank.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
Salon Commercial Bank. Delivering value.
Delivering value.
We drive customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence.
Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values. Count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic. For sure. Count on us.
Let me back. Now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
The program is still a listener. Good morning, Salon. It come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can also watch me on our Facebook page live. Just go and search for the Radio Democracy Facebook page, like the page, and you will get the opportunity for watch we live Facebook broadcast. And this now the midweek edition of the program, Good Morning Salon. We were to bring this midweek edition of the program, Mina Khadija Bangura.
And Mina Asma James. We continue with the program and we come over again to the Chief of Staff, Saidu Kontosi, say we go talk about, and we can now talk about the recovery program where it be earlier on start for talk about how it gets also get delivery team them. But let me look at the idea behind the recovery program. You think, say, Nabi, good idea for get this recovery program? If yes, why?
Well, I mean, very good idea. I mean, before the Ebola, you know, programs them they gone very well, you know, in the country, and the Ebola come, you know, it stop, things then go down, and we need a period for, you know, bring up activities then again, and so that's not been the idea we've been underline the recovery process. But as I say, you know, we've been determined, say, we go able to do it within 24 months. So then I make we've been do first 9 months and then this other 15 months where they end in June. Yes, that'd be a very good idea because we'll be need for, you know, begin give hope back to people them, help the one that we suffer and make sure that we also, you know, continue for providing enabling environment for let the economy continue for grow.
According to you, a very good idea for the recovery plan them after the Ebola for revive the economy back and create livelihood support to people that will be suffer from the Ebola sick. Now, about 6 months, $9 for let on a wrap up the program. Assess yourself as somebody who don't supervise that whole program day. You think say una really able for achieve some of the things them way una been set up say now this we want for achieve inside the recovery plans?
Yes, as I've been say earlier on, recently we do this, you know, we sit down, we assess yourself and prepare a report, end of year report. You know, we'll take the president through. And yesterday, we take with donor partners and implemented partners through. And the what thing we do now, you know, we try for categorize, you know, the activities and way we actually don't do. We get a category of the one that way we know, say, by June 30th, then we're done 100%. And we get the one that way we think, say, by June 30th, they're not go done completely, but if you allow additional time of maybe about another 3 months, you know, they all go hit about 100% as well. And we get very few where we think, say, they go likely get for sleepover to 2018. But, I mean, this some of them really, like the one they get for sleep into 2018, these infrastructure projects, where you know they start today and done and tomorrow. They obviously require time, but at least then we don't reach to a stage you say, you know, you know we will stop them again. All within government need for do now for just put in additional effort for complete them. But we strongly believe that by the 30th of June, we go don't, you know, significantly accomplish the activities then. But also really mind you, you know, the other thing will be underlying this process really now for also make sure that we build systems, you know, for give a way where we will continue for work and deliver service to community. So then systems then they that they also would think say we go need for embed into the government machinery for continue for make sure that government they deliver services, you know, in a better way.
Mr. Sise, normally we don't know them can come for do review on them programs so they can support country there with. After the review, they can make comments on how the programs then don't they go. In Unayon case on the recovery, waiting are some of the comments them where donors them don't they make on how when they implement the recovery plans?
Well, we don't do, as I said, not two implementation evaluation. We don't get the one for the 9 months when a local independent consultant been do them. Then be, you know, tell we say the program do well, but a few things then be there will not be go right. Like for instance, you know, the ownership at the community level of them program. The program themselves, as I say, not to we, they implement. I mean, the bulk of the resources where the donors and be provide been go to implementing partners. So some of their way, then they go into the field, they're not they make it look like na government of Sierra Leone, you know, that they make it look like say, na themselves safe. So the evaluator have been picked out one day and call their attention to them. And would they try for this, you know, address down there as well. But for we also don't do another evaluation, midterm evaluation of the 15 months. And they actually grade with A+, but they also make observations. One that would need for increased actions on the, you know, reports the way they come on at the field, where they identify areas who say weakness data. We need for increased effort in that. That we also need for increase communications for make we able, you know, relay, you know, the program to more people in the country. I think saying that the major findings that they want, they in terms they also do an audit for we, financial audit, and now they also one of the two things that we then be find out one that you know we staffing files not been quite complete, you know, some not been get pictures of the staff not them files, some the acceptance letters, they're not been there. But then one day we correct them very quickly. And the other way that we find out was that we've been paying GST on one, you know, so one or two procurements. So we'll not be supposed to do that. But we tell them, say, that'll be oversight. So we'll go back to the supplier and they refund that money there. So basically that audit was, you know, very good. And okay. So the program did well. The evaluations actually they show we say we were on track.
All right, Mr. Sise, Radio Democracy every Friday, you know, the delivery, the personal recovery, they support the Friday program for can't tell people them, but the successes and waiting then they do. And one thing we plenty people concerned about where any Friday where then can I now the issue of, you know, health, education, and also the school feeding program. Now, let's start with the school feeding program. People feel seen a very good idea, but even though we had another project, say, where they renovate schools, but people feel say it's not a realistic project standing for the school feeding program because of the one, the monitoring, the kind of food that they give the picking them, the cost of the food per day, where they give the picking them. So how would I be able to come into that day for see them, for give them picking and that food day?
Well, me we sit on, I also really eat school food. And when maybe no care, you know, Care International. Now with school, we'll be actually known for be food. Yeah, because now they provide food for school feeding. Throughout my primary school and secondary school, you know, we'll be get food in school. And watching them, they supply with oil and the bulgur, the cornmeal. We, now we they contribute, you know, for the condiments. Now you they bring you plate, now you they bring you spoon. But it went very well. So for me, anybody would think, say, this not a good idea, I don't think, say, that person, they probably no, don't go through that. Or they feel, say, maybe every family able to afford. But believe me, a lot of the families, them, we get picking them at schools. This program, very, very good for them. I mean, at one press conference, one journalist asked if we've been trying to get the consent of the parents about the kind of food they get there. You know, now I say, well, let us send and go to Mabela. Let go ask if the parents go, you know, any parents go, they were willing for them picking eat them food. And some of it's really in a class business, the one way they complain, you know, the one they able to afford them, then things say everybody else, you know, able to afford them. But that is not the case. You go to Bila, you let them Krubola, and, you know, this is na manna from heaven. It will definitely help. It will help for keep the Pekin in a school. The number of days within they feed in a school means say you don't reduce the number of days where the Pekin they starve in a school. Although we're not able now say we they feed them for the 5 days, but that number of days really they reduce the number of days where the Pekin they starve in a school for the one that we're not able to get lunch.
So now the monitoring school. Schools there.
Well, the program just really starts. It just starts, and the program will really go require intensive monitoring.
But on almost, don't they get feedback?
Oh yeah, we get feedback. I mean, we now the delivery team they collect feedback from we staff now the field and with the analyzer. We able to know now how many schools they don't receive, you know, the money so far, how many schools they not receive it. You know, the one that we receive, whether in fact they don't deliver the food to the Pekin, then we got all their information in there. And we will continue to build on their statistics that they for advise the ministry and the implementing partners for show say, you know, some work needs to be done. But definitely, yes, it requires monitoring, you know, and we will put time into that.
All right, Saidu Kontos, the Chief of Staff in State House, continue for the week to the program. Send your text message to the number 077-981-981. If you get any question for the Chief of Staff, it will answer you as we get time at the studio. This morning, they talk about different program them where it is supervised now the Office of the Chief of Staff in State House. Will they continue the program, and now will they look at one power headline story them? Also, every year, the people and governments in Saudi Arabia can give beef to country them where pop a smack. For the past 20 years, Salon don't they benefit from this beef. But from where the Salon government received this beef to now, 30 days they're not able for pull-up now at Turkey. And according to information where Radio Democracy get, but 800 cartoons of this beef don't pull. This make the chief imam for the Ibadurahman Mosque Natembeton don't say if they balance beef pull and go take legal action against the person and the ministry will make this beef pull. Sheikh Ali Kale talk more inside this interview to Radio Democracy, Suleiman Storm Koroma.
All right, we want to apologize for that insert today. We go come back with the program Good Morning Salon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. We come over to with studio guest again. Chief, somebody they say, can the Chief of Staff talk more about the PPP and its achievements? We hardly hear anything about that. They do, and part of the bloated government structure and job for party people.
The PPP unit is a facilitation unit. It help for look at initiatives the way they come. One way government not ask for people that they can say we want for build a road, we want for bring power, we want for can do water. They also look at projects that we government also want for undertake. Then they provide analysis, financial analysis, technical analysis, and you know, give government the appropriate advice as to how for go, how for engage with the partner way, you know, for able to get that program that they go on. The CEC projects now one of the projects that we then actually don't do considerable work on. I think, you know, the process of signing for the day on now. They also, they look at the Bumbuna 2 project, you know, for make sure that they actually make sure that government, you know, get a very good bargain in terms of the agreement between the partners and government. So then they actually do some work, but, you know, they're not the pull physical things them.
One other issue where don't they come out from the public concerning your office or programs them where you they supervise, now that's where the idea can start newly, una they go na the media, tell people about the idea, waiting we go achieve as a country, if them program there be a successful one. But term for implementation, it can be very difficult for get somebody from the office for come again, for can explain to people them how the program then don't they go. Now that's my question like this can mostly come up.
Okay, well, as I say, you know, giving out information about activities and process we suppose for the go on. If possible, say, sometimes, you know, you come to the media and talk about a program, one particular person or area, and therefore with the things, say, you know, nothing or they not say nothing. But I agree, it will be a continuous process. And, you know, it will be a continuous process.
Back again into the recovery programs, maybe they explain, you talk about the different out feedback them when I don't get from people, we do not partner them, when don't they come, they do review on how the programs and don't they go so far. One important side where you be explained about that the audits where they do and where they find out, say, some lapses there. So as organization, what are some of the lessons learned during the review then the way donor partner then come and do on our programs, especially the one we get for do with the recovery plans?
Well, as I said, both the implementation evaluation and the audit, they actually come out very well. And the areas that we cite and point where we need for, you know, take, you know, do a little bit of work on, we actually take their advice then they in good faith. And as I say, one of them really at the communication side, where they say, you know, we really need for put out a lot more information. And that when we get feedback, we also get for make sure that we increase we effort for make sure that, you know, then feedback, then they we act on them. And we don't put, you know, we actually try for do well in that regard for, you know, sort out the issues then there.
Right, continuing for the between at the studios, Saido Contons is a chief of staff at the office of president. We continue with the program and I'll bring you the story, Usai, but according to information, over 800 cartoons of beef, the poor now, Nawataki, and the Muslim community don't call on government for pulling beef there, where the Saudi government sent for poor people in a saloon before they all poor. Well, the chief imam for the Ibadu, Rahman Mosque na Tembeton, talk more to Suleiman Storm Kouma.
Thank you very much. Well, this sacrificial lamb, na the lamb them way the pilgrims then can produce. In those days, people them they kill them, then whether they want to eat them, if they balance the lefty. Then later idea come, somebody say, bo, other people then they na that the world we don't able to get into here. Now with the processor, then put her under the Minister of Health in Saudi Arabia, where the Islamic Development Bank now they provide fund for a ship and go to the other country there.
So how long this meat don't they come in salon?
Well, it don't pass 20 years now. Me left here 1995 for go study. 1995 to now about 22 years now. And before that, the beef been the camp. It don't take.
Right. So when I can say now, whose arrangements they, I mean, between Saudi Arabia and the government of Sierra Leone or the people them, I mean, the Islamic people them now the country?
Well, this is an interesting question. This year have been the come to the Sierra Leone Pilgrims Movement, where that office they have been attached to Africa Muslim Agency. Then they use the same building. But where it come, the two offices and then the other Islamic organizations, it make a letter, a written document where we get for say whenever the beef come, before ever then the start for distributor, then for consult the Sierra Leone Muslim Missionaries Union. That continued for some time. I remember during the war, one government doctor, he said this beef here, say not healthy. Now then the katakata begin. Then in the end, we something we not healthy. I mean, not for condemn, but all he care to know, he go under government.
Right. So actually, if they come under the...
If they come to me directly.
Directly. So because of that protest or talk with a medical doctor, yes, say, that, it begin come under government.
Yes, that means let's talk with that doctor talk. Because how you go say you're not healthy. Now you come in doctor and then process and then. You don't even know how that country they operate.
Well, maybe because of the process or processes where they take two for can reach us. So.
No, but you don't give me any reference. Well, we don't get a problem with that. You go under the Minister of Social Welfare because Nain they in charge of religious affairs. Well, since then, things they go well.
Right, so apart from the Islamic people within the ghetto mosques and, I mean, masjids, them, they also the ghetto government officials. Them.
The beef not they come for Muslims alone. They come for the needy.
So, what don't go wrong in 2017? We see that meets they don't come and a lot of problems on the gap about them.
As I talk to you, I don't ever get any call. I don't ask scholars, the way they senior pass me safe. They no not tell me say they get any call from the Ministry of Social Welfare. We're very, very unusual. All
right, so where the meets can come and the ministry can call una?
Yes. Now, then they call me, we go sit down. We arrange that.
So but, this year, what we know, I mean, gets the call from the ministry. We yeah. call them for ask them why?
Well, I don't think say it reached that side because it's not food. So why have I go ask for meat? You know, you go tell like say na you know na for any selfish reason. I don't tell you see the people that we plan to work with na the ministry. Then they and they know we addresses then they can contact we, but they not contact we. At all this year. And then at the early say one container already done rotting.
They ever tell you now what the procedure then can use for pulling tin and a key?
This year, no, well, for pulling a key, then in a normal procedure. We all they go for we sign, then delegation and they with the commercial Saudi Arabia, we dispatch them, then go. Then we left for do we distribution now, yeah. You know, but this year na radio we are. Then say, hello. All man for going to social welfare, go register your organization for the beef. All man procedure.
So no formal invitation, no, they don't make no, to owner.
No. Just if you want to go register, you want to left. And no, well, deadline, no, they pass. No procedure, no, they pass. They say no more, let you go register your organization. You know, and then it's like saying that the ministry, they, you know, it's like saying they're under siege. Because anyone way they ask, you know, they give you any story.
Right. So if already we don't get one container perish and the other one then did it, I mean, waiting on how they do for make sure say the balance the way did it not well.
You know, they under we. Now the ministry, hold on.
So, I mean, why would I not come to them and demand say then release her?
No, I don't tell you the procedure. Right? This one now respect, now give and take. Respect me, I respect you. And respect you, they give person. Until you reject her.
All right, so they don't disrespect you now. First, from the call, they not call you now for informing and say the beef don't come, and so we know they participate in the program.
I don't want for take them from that angle. Make sure say the beef come out, let them distribute her. How then want for distributor? What is important? People then benefit from her. It look like, say, president will go talk to. Let talk to the one then we, they work under her. Let them pull this beef. We then call, we then not call, we not a problem.
But the president don't travel go Israel and he go did it for 1 week.
Okay, well, before you can, all the beef don't perish. Well, that turn away come with the Konani now.
But we are not accessible to the ministry.
My dear, the ministries is not call anybody. Protocol not there. And that rumor there, for say one container don't rotting already, if it be true, we not go agree.
So what you want to go do?
We go tell the bank. For say, then why are they not serious?
So now the advice for let them stop them.
Come to them. I assure them.
Right. Then go stop them or you know we come to them.
Stop them. But that channel they know they can't do again.
But when I know see, I mean that's the happening yet.
I see I'm plenty time. If the day we minister then they go take beef 10, 20 cartoon. Let any minister call and say me one day that beef day they not send 10 cartoon to me or let any member of parliament call because now before me I.
Well, something now for go give the vulnerable in the communities.
Now say for me, come on, inside your car.
So on a decision of that, if you not come on, I'll stop, let go to the government as channel.
In fact, this if you rotting, you not go fine. We not go agree. If it is rotting, the way we make you rot, you go pay for it. We the hang in line. We the take legal action against that. And you not fine, this is not warning no more. For that minister, they in government. Let me tell you, in 2007, something happened like this. 2007, before the elections, the beef rotting in our turkey. All. That's in all rotting. Well, 207, we know how you end up. Not so.
So we pray for the party.
We not pray for them. Now the poor man, the hacker, nine catch them.
So the hacker go catch them back.
He go catch them, yes. Somebody we don't offend. Suppose in right, is to dump on then in hacker. As he say no more, Rabbana, Allah the answer, now.
All right, that's na Sheikh Kale, ina the chief imam for the Ibadurahman Mosque na Tembeton. It be the talk insider interview with Tulaman Storm Koroma, but information we didn't get say, but 800 carton of beef with the Saudi Arabia government can get to country the way poor. And for the past 20 years, Salon don't they benefit from that beef day. But according to Sheikh Kale, he said, till now they're not able for pull the beef that was turkey. Continue for send you text message to the number 077-981-981 or you go now we website on www.radiodemocracy.sl courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell.
Right, we continue with the program. Unfortunately for we this morning, we get a very senior posting also now government within IA. So we are not say I mean in passing at this then fishy then beefier then our taki and government responsibility for you know pull them and distribute them to the community. Now we understand say over 800 cartoon don't poil. So what do you think about that?
Well, I go follow up. I get people that I go contact. We will see what you we will do.
Well, so they then go come out.
Well, as I say, I go follow up and see what you we will do about that.
All right. Well, continue for the week. We'll come back to you. Usai will go talk about the way forward 2017 na the office of the chief of staff. But let me just get a short music break.
I hope say una don't enjoy that music day we came and do for we na the program let we make Salon. The program Good Morning Salon still they continue and we get the chief of staff na State House Saidu Kontosi say na the program this morning. He don't talk about the different program then where it is support directly and some party program them where they're able for implement inside 2016. We still get them na the studio they come back and can tell we some party plan them where they get for 2017. Sorry, but quickly let we look at the text message them where people don't they send na the program. Now they're gonna with Facebook page. message, as Saidu Tello Kamara say, Radio D, please tell the chief of staff, say the school where my brother they go, till now they not begin for feed them yet, so waiting for do.
This other message say, based on the hard facts, I believe that Mr. Saidu Casey say will work for Mama Salon.
This other one, we don't come na the program this morning through Facebook page say, many thanks to all staff of Radio Democracy for the great job, but please, Mr. Cisse, what are the new plans for 2017, and we hope say we go yearly new program stem as development.
This one say, what has happened with the performance contracts and what are your plans for 2017?
This other one, on the story of the disabled way we air, it come out from the twin. It say, Radio D, I'm enjoying your program right at Godridge, but the disabled people need to be encouraged because of some of the trauma due to what they have encountered in their lives.
This other message say, Mr. Cisse, do you supervise the local content? If yes, please tell us how many Sierra Leonean have you given huge contracts and the successes they've made in Sierra Leone.
This other one, where they come out from James McFord Macaulay, say, Mr. Cisse, can you tell Sierra Leonean why the low turnout of government officials? All right, please send your text message on the issues that will be discussed on the program this morning.
Mr. Saidu, honestly, you've been tremendous since your days at NACSA. I'm urging you to continue the good work.
This other one say, it is early to call it a stalemate. Can you please suggest a name for this meat issue?
The government needs to revisit the policies and try to make provision for the continuity of NACSA's mandate in this country because of its construction and poverty alleviation programs like the SAGS, MEGS and others for Musa. This one say, I am not too optimistic about the school feeding program. In Bo, only about 4 schools have received allocation, and when I checked, the amount is 480,000 per pupil. More messages. This one say, I want to know if the school feeding program covers private school as well. And more message, we don't come inside the studio. This one say, thank you very much, Mr. Cisse, for all your hard work. God will bless you. This one say, the worst thing is for food to go to waste. That is pathetic and ungrateful of these responsible. As for the feeding program, I think the teachers and head teachers are going to have a field day. Shame, some of us never prioritize things that matter. Hoping for a better 2017, we are the ones to make it happen.
This other one, no, don't come na the program on the issue of the beef story where we air say, Radio D, Sheikh Kale is saying the right thing. All Salon a fine country, they come out from Poppy G, na Greybush.
This other one say, Mr. Cisse, good to hear your voice on Radio Democracy, on all the work that you supervise, but I want to know how you supervise some of these projects, especially the construction companies.
This other one say, Radio D, the introduction of the school feeding program was a good idea, but the heads of school have started asking parents to give 1,000 leons for every cooking, which is bad. Please let the chief of staff comment. It comes out from Castino Nalunge.
All right, well, we come over to chief of staff to respond to the messages, then they don't come.
Okay, let's take the the school feeding. They look like the big one. As I say, me personally convinced, you know, having benefited from that program, I strongly convinced that it's a very good program. I mean, anything you get forget a starting point, and the starting point usually, you know, can be very difficult. But I strongly believe that with all the feedback here, so where they come at this initial stage, then one day will constitute, you know, very good information where the ministry will take into account for improve the system, and we will make sure that we continue for provide the ministry that support they for improve the system as then they go on. But as I say, you know, I think it's a very good program, and there's not really supposed for pay for that. I not think any information don't go from the ministry for say parents then for pay for that. So the one the way they ask school picking for pay, I'm sure the ministry go down here read this one, and if they not hear me, go communicate that to them, and then go, you know, take the appropriate action. The one we asked about how they supervise them construction company. Now, I know they supervise construction companies. That me work now basically with the ministries, and you know, if issues then arise, we need resolution, then come up, you know, and they call the particular ministry up. Now, one or two agencies involved, we call them, we sit down, we talk, we find a way for deal with them matters. And they, if work they go on slow, you know, that issue they come up, we can call them for let we agree as to how for speed up that work there. But me personally, you know, they supervise construction work. On the performance management, as I've been saying, you know, we kind of don't tweak the process a bit. Rather than looking at individual ministries, we are really looking at a cluster, sectoral cluster, bring them all together in a cluster and look at how then they combinedly deliver results. And that process they now get for continue for 2017. They already begin reports on the 2016 contract. And we did now look at putting together the contract for 2017 for let them go sign them. But the focus will actually be on sectoral clusters. On the local content, whether the supervisor know that they you know, that the Minister of Trade, not to be the supervisor. On the continuity of NACSA, as I've been saying, they need just for put a case. And I think, say, the work of NACSA is still relevant. You know, then put the justification together. I shall say government and parliament to go agree for give them additional time. What else they were then ask? But I think saying that then when they are able for the new plans, I mean, when I say when I go
yeah,
ask,
well, they
me,
can't
so
talk about that.
When I ask me, I will talk about that.
It's continue for the week yeah. At the program. In case you just tune in, you'll be there listening to. Thaidu Kontos, the say in at the Chief of Staff na State House, maybe they talk about the different program them where they under in office and how they don't they carry on. Will they continue with the program and will they look at one power headline story them outside the Forestry Division, where they under the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security, when a body where they look inside forestry business na the country and self-protect the forest from bad things them waking up on. The Director for Forestry in the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security don't say they're not able for collect but 18 billion leons as revenue from different sections from December 2015 to May 2016. We reporter Usman Kamara gets more in Egonao report.
The Forestry Division, now body waiting under the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security, and safe now the department waiting for protect all forests them. Na the country. But this being term, the department don't get plenty challenge them. We make the ministry over the weekend, don't go all 2 day retreat, number 91, with other district forestry officer them all over the country, for look inside and challenge them and the way forward for 2017. Usai the director for forestry, na the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security, William Bangura say, they able collect about 18 billion revenue from different sector them. From December 2015 to May 2016.
We were able to make close to 18 billion where we put na NRA. So down there, through the Forest Division trade, we were able to gather all land and a form of development to the country. Because the forest is not good. And as we talk, with the experience global warming, climate change, erratic weather condition range, and the can we not expect. We see wildfires, we just see flooding. And we no go and move to landslides like other countries.
Director William Bangura same way so say, then go begin charge people go court if they catch anybody where they destroy the forest.
We get for take both step for law, see how best we able to mitigate, how best we able to stop her in the country. We get a forest company, that is Miro, where they embark on forest plantation. We also encourage other companies and for made a copy what Miro they do.
Thomas Kalon, now the Deputy Director for Forestry, now the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security. A begin for talk about the plan for 2017.
2017,
we don't prepare the annual plan of work. For this year, we don't target 2 million seedlings. Where each district will produce 154,000 seedlings if the funds are available on time. Because agriculture of job of forest job is very timely. And at the time this now for starter, this January, we have nursery establishment, we have plantation establishment, you get protection patrolling, you get promotion of non-timber forest species like the honey. That one there, we don't do a TOT for established demonstration plot. Now, all the 13 districts.
I be talk to different forestry officer them, and now this them in say.
Me na Musa Gombukla Kalon, district forest officer, Moyamba district. Moyamba district itself get 14 chiefdoms. When you look at the forestry division, highly understaffed. So one big challenge we me get na the level of the manpower get way so low.
Me na Mr. Aya Mansari, former district forest officer, Kwenadugu district, now district forest officer, Western area. Meeting together, sharing ideas, automatically don't show see, we live as a family. Two, we discuss essential issues concerning the forestry division. And I think saying that will happen. The forestry division for the garden can yearly retreat here, so that at least everything where they border, every other district forest officer will be able to see them out, they will find solution to the problem. Kwenadugu district, where me come out, not a secret. For no say Kwenadugu na one of the biggest districts then in the country. The roads from Kabbalah, very, 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 very much difficult for worker.
Director William Bangura end up calling people for the plant stick, not in different community them, for help protect the environment. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Usman Kamara, the report.
We continue with the program, and now they go to the Saloon People's Party. Usa inside one meeting at the SLPP Party office yesterday, but 17 district chairman them don't declare themselves, and then delegates then say they will support and vote for retired Mother Bill inside the next convention February this year. And SEF say they support the decision. Usai then does suspend Chief Somano Kapen and some party member them. Sabtu Kalon Bide na the Saloon People's Party office and go now report.
For long term now, Toso London and the Sierra Leone People's Party SLPP, for who that go be the next flag bearer for the next presidential election 2018. And as this tussle still lay on, 17 district chairman them don't declare for themselves and on behalf of the delegates say, then go vote for retired Brigadier Julius Madabio at the next convention inside February this year.
All the delegates in my district, they support retired Brigadier Julius Madabio.
At the stand here on behalf of my land district, for say, the entire delegates, including all the members of parliament, save one, where are they?
Then 17 district chairman they be make this declaration inside one meeting where retired Brigadier Julius Madabio be all with different SLPP stakeholder and supporter them. Outside the 17 district chairman they may also say then support the decision where some member them na the Sierra Leone People's Party take. Outside then suspend Sumano Kapen and other member them na the Sierra Leone People's Party.
One was taken by a categorical support all the decisions who next we take here, December 17, under which we say we don't suspend former Chief Somano Kapen from the chairmanship.
We also endorse the 17th next meeting where take place now, the party office now, where the real meeting where we for hold and we all hold up, we take the decision, we suspend Somano Kapen, he remains suspended.
Because of that mandate, we totally condemn and dissociate ourselves from the January 4 purported next meeting in America Conference Center and refuse to accept all the decisions that they take and accept, including the way they say they suspend me.
We also feel the meeting for the whole on the 17th of December. And all resolutions for them take another meeting, we support.
As a decision where the 17 district chairman them now the Sierra Leone People's Party support, they also say they're ready for work and give them support to the acting national chairman and leader, Dr. Alex Prince Adin. And they end up for say they support this decision. Outside Dr. Alex Prince Adin, now acting national chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party, inside one meeting where they be all December 17 last year. Where in the talk, retired Brigadier Julius Madabio say,
all is not well in our party. Within 10 years old, he rich, everybody in the worry, and I know say we're not stressed, because we don't know who said the party will go. At times like this, it's necessary to the party meet, like how we can meet before, and show the world and the wonder. We want for go astray for say the SLPP now one country and now one people.
Retired Brigadier Julius Madabio say, now just one National Executive Council is Sierra Leone People's Party get, as he say any other one beside this one, they not recognize him.
We get only one neck, not so? Yes. And that neck, name it on me, on the 17th. And therefore, the resolutions then, where they come out with, now the binding resolutions. Any other meeting will purport for say then a neck outside the premise of this building, now force, now faith, now fraud. We not recognize them and therefore the resolutions are null and void.
He continues say,
most of the people who don't come inside here don't decide well before today say, now me for lead this party. Without any scientific proof, we all will say, now Madabio for lead this party, we then in the majority by a large margin. Therefore, I don't always talk and say, the SLPP is a blessing to this nation. We get the moral obligation as we lead this country into independence and take out of the war where APC been pushed with, we also get another opportunity for taking out of the austerity.
Retired Brigadier Julius Madabio say, so say, people they misinterpret the problem na the Sierra Leone People's Party for say, na in support of them can cause the problem them we can be na the party, but that Julius Madabio say no to school.
Then they say, na Madabio or Papa and the Alliance, make a make this clear distinction now. Waiting the problem within the party, na the decision of a group of members, where no one for the law abiding, where refuse for accept the legitimate body elected in 2013, now then they took the national executive, the duly elected. Not all Madabio or Papa and the Alliance. I want to make you take this decision very seriously.
Retired Brigadier Julius Madabio say people outside the Sierra Leone People's Party, they feel say the party divide, but say the party they as one. As he say, then get proper structure them in place, we go make them win the 2018 presidential election. And this retired Brigadier Julius Madabio end up call on all other them the supporter na the party for always avoid problem and the peaceful one. Inside this meeting, where 17 district chairman and will give them support for themselves and on behalf of the delegates to retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, SLPP member of parliament them, representative from different district them, SLPP women's wing, and others take all of them in the part of this meeting. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Saptiyu Kalonde report.
Right, we continue with the program and now look at few messages then we don't come inside the studios also. This one say, Chief of Staff, how is SPU's role different from PDT's role from a concerned citizen? On with Facebook, this person say this current government has done more progress in many issues than any other government that served Sierra Leone. They absolutely need time. Mr. Sisse said it rightly. Keep up the good work. More message, we don't come inside this program this morning. This one say, what is the Chief of Staff's view about the complaints about size of cabinets and bloated institutions that have little or no relevance and a lot of duplication? Is that not part of the reason for austerity? This other message say, Mr. Sisse, in our primary school days in the 1950s, CARE provided food for all primary schools in the country. Why shall you not contact CARE and WFP to assist so that all primary schools will be fed nationwide? from MF Touré. The school feeding was selective last academic year, Mr. Chief of Staff. Most of the schools in Godrich were left out by the ministry. Well, we'll come over to, again, the Chief of Staff for respond to the messages, Dende.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the...
And hold on, one message don't come. He say, please ask Chief of Staff about the state of the timber, which was stopped after the initial period given by government. Come out from Tamba Bobo, editor of the Reporter newspaper.
All right, okay. The difference between the SPU and the presidential delivery team, SPU actually means strategy and policy unit. So now they walk down the policy will ask the question. Now they walk down the delivery team. President put them together for respond to the need where we arise for get back the country on its feet after the Ebola, and also really a system where the president been think say you know you go bring in additional. You know, impetus in the way services are delivered. So they are different. On the size of cabinet, well, not to me, the president, they put cabinet together, and I shall say he gets in reasons for get the size of cabinet where he gets. And we know even within voting day now, you still get a combination of sectors, you know, under one ministry. But the reason we make cabinet thinking big or small actually depend upon you know the need for able put a mechanism in place for deliver services effectively, you know, to the population. On for go back to care for feed schools, well, I think school feeding been not the go on really before this one, you know, but then be the basing upon what they call assessments where then they do for determining districts that were highly food insecure. But as a government, we know we use that kind of mechanism there. We need for you know make sure that schools and where they under government responsibility receive support. And at this point, we choose for start small because of, you know, what we're able to do now. And that's the economy they improve. I think, say, more resources will go into that day for cover more schools. Somebody said last year in school nugget. Well, as I said, this program relates, I think that last year, now this year really then don't begin a you know, we don't begin to provide food to schools. What I mean, they happened last year, probably, not the one that we, the NGOs, been they provide, we've been based upon specific selection criteria. On the timber thing, really, I know things say that they have been part of this discussion, but for the sake of it, what I would advise that person, they let you go to NRA and go ask how much money actually be accrued from that process day.
All right. Continue for the between at the program. Side we contours to say Chief of Staff na State House. Quickly, we listen to that. You are about to come back and talk about the plans then for 2017.
Wednesday, my in Wednesday. I say I need for consolation. Yes, right now I need analyst. Now that make I always the consolation. For can't tell me but something the way beat your visit. Especially this Chris boy. Wasn't I treat the threatening people them? And I saw people can see them in the laugh back. And I don't tell you no, that Baba Day, it look the cause problem for people them all. I see me step that you walk about. Don't see the brabby old blade, don't take the old knife. The passenger street, you know, the threatening people them for make them go get money. If you know lab about it, I tell you no, that would you not say this, no, that you are about not to come. And here I don't tell you no. Oh no, make sure you know lab about it, tell you I'm going to Christian. I mean, a Christian, Christmas and King Day. Although, the doctor with the in charge say, almost to na all na salon Chris, because me no dey dey. As I read that interview, they now say waiting. They say almost to know all Nazalo, know all Chris. As they know to me, me no Chris. Last year, by waiting 2007, well, until the Kenya election, sometimes the amount of Chris, man, then go boku, because when you get stressed, self na Chris. When you feel say you the win election, you know win na Chris. When you fit you for dinner cabinet, you know they na Chris. No wonder the figure can grow up with a man can tell man at a lolo Chris. Now the reason them the only can take to consideration. Anyway, like I tell you and teach you most of you know Chris. Me no Chris, oh. Sorry, Sana. I tell you hear about this beef business. You hear about this beef. I then at this morning I hear that man which is that he named that imam man with the talk on the radio. Now to say me enjoy my in. I said the first time I said anybody or any party were responsible for this meeting poor one, then no go left and so. He said then go say Rabana. When me no know what thing that mean, what is Rabana mean? I don't know what it mean, but the way I talk, I look, they say then they take legal action. I think legal action, I mean Rabana, so. I don't know, because I don't know if not the legal action or something. But the way this man talk, I say the other thing back where I like, now that example we make about 2007. Is it because the Nobel limit is at 2007, make PPSL, well, not to me understand. I don't know that made PPSL a lost election. So if the Nobel list meet back, ACP they lost. Oh no, yeah, analysis. I think PPSL a lost election because of the left the meet well. Well, now if ACP have left that meet the pool, then they have the lost election. Oh yeah, I think now we win so IFP. Now we win so. Because no PPHL, at the PPHL, then just go and pass part. We can for all know all PPHL, let we start to know for more gun than we know get. But anyway, PPHL candidate and divide. Then already, the state didn't get two executive, then they can't get two flag bearer, PPHL A and PPHL B. Well, anyway, and the other political, oh yeah, I say UMD don't die. UMD, then boss don't take position, they don't die. PCMD, at the don't die, say, I know you're at able, then political party only that. Anyway, IFP now, we don't turn this. Me, not the honorable that you work about.
We they continue with the program Good Morning Salon. It come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. And still we get the Chief of Staff na State outside the contours to say they are this morning. It don't they talk about different programs them way it is supervised and how it don't they implement them and self explain about some success them way in office been get inside 2016. Quickly, Mr. Sise, you office they for coordinate between ministry, department, and agency them. But in most cases, we don't they see usai ministry them, they get conflict between themselves and the ministry. Mostly can be ministers and then deputies them. How you don't they mediate in then cases there?
Then issues of mediation, mostly not to me can handle that because more administrative area that one day. So not to me can deal with that one day. Now we say programs then can, you know, clash, interest in programs can clash, now they can come in. But the one that we can relate to administration, you know, deal with that one day.
All right, so let me look at 2017 now. What are your main priorities then inside this 2017?
Well, for 2017, one, I go one foresee, you know, we
bring this recovery program to a successful close as a major plan for 2017. We have been mentioned earlier that we don't begin this threshold program for the MCC. We also want for, you know, put a lot of effort in Dawande for make sure say Dawande go on very well, because we want for use them also really as a platform for able get the compact. And so side by side we will implement that threshold day. We will also put a lot of emphasis within the year for make sure that we meet, you know, the requirements for the you know, the indicators we still need for accomplish for able get a compact.
So waiting you way on a day come with way not be done day, we make Salon not be done able for reach you said for reach for the MCC.
Well, as I said now, the you know, specific indicators, like for instance this year we able pass the corruption control of corruption this year. But then, you know, last year we've been there at 7, we've not been passing, but this year we pass them, but then we fall by one, you know, one step, we'll bring we can down to 6. But the other areas really we would need for at least one for make sure that we get, you know, the average number of indicators, they pass the average number of indicators, and we go make sure say we get a compact. And that's where really it not go able happen this year. According to we calculations, if we do well this year, we will actually look at 2018, you know, for able get a compact. So we effort this year will be for make sure that we do very well in getting some of the other indicators. And also for the EITI, we've been actually expect that they will do a validation for we this year, but fortunately they don't push into 2018. But we still get 2 outstanding reconciliations for do when at 2015 and 2016. I mean, in the past, you know, the reconciliations then be they can 2 years late, and with nothing say the information really up to date for even make let people able assess, you know, what happened. So we want for clear the outstanding 2 reconciliations in this year. Then one day really are the major things that we want for do within the year. But we also want for see that although the recovery we expect say will be done by end of June, but the process itself, the approach, we want to find a way for embed them more into the MDAs at the local level in the councils and in the chiefdoms. So that will be one area we saw we also really devote a lot of attention.
All right. I just for wrap up get this question where this person say why all things are present instead of present recovery priorities. Why enough be national recovery priorities?
Well, and a question that they were answered several times now, you know, then meetings and working call. I mean, any country, they get a leadership, and that leadership, they provide the vision. If the president provide that vision there, then he say, let we know associate with that one day, then you must really get some reason for that. You know.
All right. Well, we just get for wrap up the program, yeah. Although the discussion they go on fine as yes. The asthma, they just smile, shake it, and they ask interesting questions, but we get for wrap up the program now. But before we go along, just say happy birthday to one of we
DJ them. We forget the music.
Now just say happy birthday to you, DJ Lava. We pray say you go get all what you they ask for, and this new age go bring more changes in your life. Happy birthday to you. As usual, at 12 we'll get lunch. As DJ Lover go provide lunch for all the staff of DJ Democracy today. And if you're not a fan of DJ Lover, just come around at 12. Yourself will get the opportunity for be part of the lunch. Thank you very much. That's all we'll wrap up today on edition of the program Good Morning Salon. Many thanks to Saidu Kontos, the Chief of Staff na State House, who welcome to the program this morning. Can't talk about a whole lot of issues then. Our producer Alex Lawrence Koma, Ahmed Sise Mabel Kabao, they all help for produce the program. Many thanks. DJ Lava for the technical support. DJ Ahmad, sorry, for the technical support. Thank you very much. Mina Khadija Bangura, they say have a nice day.
Well, not forget for stay tuned at 12 this afternoon. More information they come to now at 7 for We National News, at 9 for Waiting the Be. But continue for listening throughout the day to Radio Democracy. Plenty, plenty interesting program then day. Or you also, they listen we live on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Usiwa and Afrisa. Thank you very much again to Saido Consorsi for his studio guest this morning. And also to the one where they make una they watch me live on Facebook. I want to tell una all thank you to the team. Till then, me and James, they say goodbye.